Tonight, the 26th annual First Glance Film Festival begins at the PFS Bourse Theater in Philadelphia. 19 films have deep ties to the area, including the new documentary Heart of the Beat, the story of drummer David Wasikinen of the Hooters. The Hooters formed in Philadelphia in 1980. Within a decade, the band catapulted from regional to national to international stardom during the rise of electronic dance music and new wave. And Wasikinen has kept the tempo to this day. He grew up in Levittown and now lives in Wayne. I spoke with him about his life in music that spans more than four decades. What does it feel like when you sit down at a drum kit?
I'm at total peace. I don't think about anything else when I'm playing music. You know, whatever stresses there are outside in the world, and they go away. I don't really think about anything but what's happening within the moment. I might be like rocking out, you know, and it just feels great.
And being at it for so many decades, I was wondering about your body.
And
what did you say?
It's a little beat up.
Do you feel like you've lost some of the sort of the freedom of movement that you had when you were a younger drummer?
Well, you know, what happens with years of playing is that you get some wisdom. The game slows down. Music slows down for you. Space slows down. When I play even a solo now, I'm using all my limbs, where at one time I was more right side. Now I'm more ambidextrous. Yeah.
When you were a child, you got into music and thought pretty early on that you'd like to make a life in music.
Well, I thought I wanted to do that. I didn't know if I could do that. I actually wanted to play the guitar at first. There was a kid in my neighborhood that he had a guitar and a drum, and he could play the song What I Say, the Ray Charles song, and I sat at the drums and I could play. I'm going to play right now. I'm going to go. I could do that, and I could play it in time. So I was the drummer, and it just stuck.
When you joined Rob Hyman and Eric Bazillion to form the Hooters, did you like the kind of music that influenced the band, ska, reggae, rock altogether?
Yeah, I did right away. I felt like I hit the jackpot when I started playing with those two guys. If you can play with musicians that you think are better than you, or they're going to push you, you should be involved with them. Quickly, I engaged with the music, and I like playing reggae ska. It felt natural for me to turn a beat around, to play like what they call one-drop feel and cross-stick stuff. But the bands that I played with before I was playing with, those guys were really into it too. For me, a lot of the cool ska that I listened to came out of the UK. I remember there was a band that we played with called Steel Pulse. They had a drummer named Grizzly, and we opened for them at Emerald City. I remember, well, one, I never seen so much ganja in my life. I remember my mom and dad were watching the show and they got really stoned from contact high from the pot. But Grizzly was like a bear behind the drums. I just couldn't take my eyes off of him, you know, because it was like perfection in action.
You've performed some of the greatest concerts in the history of rock music, the Live Aid Benefit Concert in Philadelphia, on the Berlin Wall in Germany, after the fall of the wall marking, you know, the end of the Cold War. Is there some place you haven't played that you wished you had?
We have played there, but I would love to go back to Finland. I mean, I have my family there. When we first started, we would play in Finland. About 10 years ago, we did one of those cruises that had to leave from Helsinki to Stockholm. So I was in Helsinki for a couple of days, and I met up with a couple of my cousins. It was a lot of fun. A couple of guys in the crew didn't realize that I spoke Finnish. So we were in one of these markets one day, and you know, I started having a conversation with somebody about lunch meats, and I used the word makra, and they were like, where's that coming from, you know? So yeah, I'd love to go back.
Part of your story falls under the umbrella of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And it's not a part of the story that I knew, but I heard about this in the documentary. Yeah. So your bandmates, they intervened in your life when you had an addiction to heroin. What did you learn about yourself to undo the habit of using heroin? How did that work for you?
Thank goodness that they weren't the type of guys that were going to say, okay, you're fired and you're out of here. They gave me a shot. I was more of the hellraiser than, like, Rob and Eric were really pretty focused on what they were doing. I'm not saying that they were choir boys either, you know, but they certainly didn't get into what I got into. But I was into that way before we even met. It was just something I brought along with me, and it just kind of extended. I wasn't really equipped for dealing with, you know, my finances. I wasn't equipped for dealing with being successful or perceived success, you know? Like, at the time, I don't know if I was really that happy. I didn't really get really happy until I did get myself clean and sober.
Did you look at what that happy was or wasn't, that absence, what that was about?
What it was, well, I just felt like that I had to be authentic. I wouldn't let my emotions out. I was a Finn, so I would behave like a Finn. More Finns are getting in touch with that, but I was very stoic. I had to be willing to be more transparent with people that I could trust. And then I had to, you know, of course, find the people that I could trust. And then you get better, or you got to be willing, or I became willing, if that makes any sense.
You grew up in a Finnish household, and there are cultural norms, behaviors, and some of it rolled into how you behaved in the rock and roll world.
Indeed. I mean, it wasn't like a lot of talking about our feelings. So it was more of, you know, suck it up and deal with it. I'm happy about it now. You know, I'm glad I had that. You know, my experience has made me the person I am today. I wouldn't change that for a second, you know, because I'm living my best life right now, which is, you know, I almost even hate saying that with Finnish culture. You know, it's like I am. It's like, it feels like I'm bragging. I just got great people around me, and that feels pretty damn good.
David Wasikinen, drummer of the Hooters, a new documentary of his life and music premieres tonight at the First Glance Film Festival at the PFS Bors Theater in Philadelphia. It's called Heart of the Beat, by local filmmaker Jill Frecci. And the Hooters play the Keswick Theater in early November.